If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Patriots rookie left tackle Will Campbell summing up the way he feels about Mike Vrabel. Doesn't want to ever have to play for anyone else.
Can you imagine? If everybody could play for a coach their first year for the rest of their career that you never wanted to coach, have coach you in have, never have anybody else coach you for the rest of your NFL career would be the greatest gift you could ever be given.
Great minds think alike. There you go.
Coaches in the NFL, you know, they come and they go, and they are not usually, they don't connect with players like Mike is with these guys. So it's to say that about a coach in your first year is insane to me.
And Campbell had some other comments where he was kind of told the NFL's different. You're not going to have fun. It's a business.
Right.
And he said,
no, it's not.
It's not for me.
Hell, I'm having more fun than I ever did in
high school.
Right. College.
Going back to high school. So it is, and maybe it's the honeymoon, you know, they're winning, it's 14 wins, that's, you know, that covers up a lot, makes everybody happier. But I do think this team loves its coach, and as we have said, he's had Midas touch. They have faith in their coach. And by coach, I also include with Mac, Freudian slip again, with May, Josh McDaniels. Like, that's part of the, you know, thought process here. He is obviously kind of running the offense, because as you said, Mike Vrabel is a traditional head coach. He's not running the defense or the offense. He has his control over it, but he's watching the game. He's monitoring.
I don't know if he's
game.
Traditional because today, you know, there's a lot of coaches that coach offense,
right?
And I mean, like, are the head coach.
Yeah, you're right. Actually, today's day and age,
it's almost more.
He's probably not listening now, so it's a safe zone for you. But have you ever been disappointed with a Josh McDaniels postseason playoff game plan? I think more often than not, I have not been.
I don't think I have been, and then you
and
have,
even if he has, he's not going on record with that.
I mean, it's hard to think of, like, there was
but they most of the games they've won. With, right. I mean, with Tom Brady's your quarterback.
I would say Super Bowl 42. I hate to put it out there, but that's the only one I remember being disappointed.
Remind me
they waited till the fourth quarter to start going to Welker, and then he ate up the Giants defense, Moss.
Yeah. Okay, it was the Giants, the second Giants game.
Loss in the desert. Yep, the big one. And yeah, but no, I think, and that's part of your confidence, is Josh McDaniels is going to have a good scheme to go against a good defense. But we're ranking head coaches here. And so remind everybody real quick, Broncos, Sean Payton has a Super Bowl ring, right, from his time in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Patriots, Mike Vrabel has been to an AFC title game in Tennessee. Jaguars, Liam Cohen, he's the new guy. He's never coached before. His first bite at the apple, pretty good coach. Mm-hmm. Mike Tomlin, Pittsburgh, has a Super Bowl ring, never has a losing season, but really has been pretty mediocre for a long time.
He won
now.
That before I had kids.
Yep. DeMeco Ryans with the Texans, good young coach, has won playoff games, but doesn't have a Super Bowl ring or anything like that. Sean McDermott,
has not gotten to the Super Bowl despite having the best player on the planet, arguably. Stinks. And Jim Harbaugh, who's been to the Super Bowl with the Niners, lost to his brother, obviously won a national title, is a program builder.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Who's the best coach in the AFC playoffs right now? And you can include other coaches,
look,
too.
I can't find the dang. I had this had it right in front of me, but the Mike Vrabel, of all the coaches coaching in the playoffs right now for this weekend, has the lowest winning percentage of any of them.
Right.
Wow.
That's crazy to think.
That's a stunner, yep, considering you associate him with going to the playoffs,
right,
almost every year as a Titans coach.
But yeah, it petered out at the end, and that cuts into your
record. But think about that. I mean, the other whatever, 10 guys, have, or whatever it is, 9 guys, there's 10, no, there's 12 teams playing. So the other 11 guys have better winning records, which is insane to me. But who's the best coach? I mean, you have to give it to, I think, Sean Payton, right?
So I have Payton on top of my list, and I also give him credit for Joseph, his defensive
Vance
coordinator,
Joseph.
Vance Joseph,
yeah,
just like I give Vrabel credit for having Josh with him as his offensive coach. Like, they're working in tandem. Vance Joseph might get some head coaching interest, but Sean Payton has, yeah, a ring. He has a nice fit with Bo Nix, right? That's his hand-chosen. Yep.
He's also ballsy, him, not afraid to make a gutsy, yep, call.
I mean, he's had success on two different teams.
Yeah, he's, right, had failure in New Orleans, too. I actually thought for a while he kind of was overrated in New Orleans.
At the end, they were like 8-8, 8-8, 8-8, 8-8.
You get a 5,000 Hall of Fame passer thing, and it was like, oh, you're going to win
manager again. Dude, I interviewed Bobby Hebert when I was down at Sports Radio 610 and questioned whether or not they should let go of Sean Payton because of all his mediocrity, and he was just so offended by that, I would ask that question. It's like,
it was a good question.
Yikes, dude!
Yeah. It's a fair. If you live,
you live in Boston, bro. You,
right,
this would be talked about it all the time.
I think. So I'll be the only one in the room. I think I would go Harbaugh, and then Peyton, and then.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mike Vrabel.
So I actually went Payton first, and I went Vrabel second. Vrabel and McDaniels second. I know it's a weird argument. He doesn't have a ring. There's guys on rings on here. Hasn't even been to a Super Bowl. But right now, that's the other thing, is I'm not necessarily talking about what Sean Payton did 12 years ago with Drew Brees. Right now, for this season, who's doing the best coaching job with his team? And I think you can make a strong argument that it's Vrabel.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
everything he's done with this unit, right?
Best season?
Yeah. I put Harbaugh third.
First year?
He's
the only, him and Harbaugh are the only first. Was Harbaugh there
Cohen
last year?
Harbaugh
this
was there last
year.
This
is year two.
Cohen
so
is year two.
So he's the first year head coach, I'm thinking. Ben Johnson. Sorry.
And Cohen. Yeah. Liam
and Cohen
down in Jacksonville.
There's three. All right.
But I actually have like Tomlin and McDermott on the back end, and that plays into Schefter's thing when we asked him like who's
McDermott is seven, hands down.
Yes, I agree. And I do think there's a chance he's coaching for his job. And if I'm Buffalo and John Harbaugh's out there and I can bring in John Harbaugh and then an offensive core, I might have
a lot
to
of different
that
factors
and,
yeah, going into the weekend, including that it could be a weather game Sunday in Jacksonville.
Is it considered a a good thing or a bad thing for Sean McDermott that they're going into a new stadium next year? Say he loses this game. They're going into a new stadium. So new start, new everything. Is it better to start with a new head coach when you open your new stadium or bring the same guy back?
New head coach.
I think it's a natural time.
Hello,
if you're
Chris.
In the marketing department, like new beginnings, new stadium, yep. new coach, new yep. era of Bills football.
Yep. Hello, Chris Shula. You are the new coach of the Buffalo Bills, and we're expecting you to take Josh Allen to the next level.
Obviously it depends. If he wins two playoff games, is he going to get fired? Probably not. But if he loses and you're like, you know what?
If you lose in the first round, Jacksonville.
Now's the time. Yeah. You lose at Jacksonville. You can't beat the Jags.
Yeah.
And I have Josh Allen, the best player on the planet.
You let Travis Etienne rush for 157 mm-hmm. yards on you in the playoffs? Get out of here.
So what about this game? So we both have, I think we all have Vrabel and Harbaugh in the top three.
Yes, though, okay. Upper tier.
Top three. So how does that match up?
I don't think it's even close. I don't think it's even close. I think Vrabel blows him by a mile.
Really?
Blows Harbaugh out of the water?
I do.
Wow.
And I'm just going off of not even looking at the L.A. Chargers coaching staff. So very lazy job by me to have this take. I'm saying
appreciate
that because,
the honesty.
Did you borrow that research from me?
But I did research. I did the research on the Patriots coaching staff at the beginning of the year. And I went through all their years of service in the NFL. And this coaching staff... combined NFL experience is like 120 years.
Right.
So it's not just Mike Vrabel. You're drawing from Doug Marrone and Thomas Brown and Josh McDaniels, all these guys that have been in the NFL for a very, very long time.
Collective intelligence,
if you were to compare the years of service in the NFL of coaches for this staff versus the Chargers staff, I'm just going to guess that it blows away the Chargers staff. And so that is why they have a clear advantage.
Wow, that surprised me. I don't know about you, Fitzy. That surprised me because I think most people would look at this and say, two good, solid coaches who've never gotten over the hump. They don't have a ring, so you can't put them in that class.
They've both gotten to championship games. Obviously, Harbaugh won series of terrible play calls by Greg Roman away from a Super Bowl themselves. I can't say that I think that they're night and day beyond them. Just Harbaugh and Greg Roman have been working together for so long.
Well, that's fair.
They've got some synergy. Like they've got real chemistry.
Yeah, I kind of forgot about Greg Roman. That the guy's been around for a long time, doing it at a high level.
And they've done it at a high level. They clearly have.
And Minter obviously is coming in on a heater because he'll be the head coach of probably the Ravens next year.
Okay. So did I say by a country mile? I meant just by. I think they're
a fair.
My guess is they still the Patriots coaching staff. Is more experienced than the Chargers.
Yeah, I think it's Mike Vrabel based on this year. Like again, I think he's had a great year for this team. Does that mean he'll be great next year and perfect? Nope. I'm just saying everything he's touched this year. So old school. Your favorite page in the old Patriots Football Weekly is the tale of head coach, big green check mark for Mike Vrabel and the New England Patriots.
No,
do you think he feels any pressure going into this game? We talked about the quarterback.
I do.
You think Stadium? There's some banners up there.
You just had 14 wins, and then you go. Look, if he's a player, he'd be thinking, dude, we can't lose this first game. I mean, we just had a great season. So he's thinking the same way as a coach.
He's got to feel some pressure.
I feel like he has to. And he also knows from his time in Tampa, we talk about cautionary tales. Like, you can be riding high and then things go sideways or backwards pretty quickly. So there's an opportunity here. You're a 14-win team with the 2 seed playing at home.
That's where the pressure part of it is. It's the fact that you have so many great quarterbacks in the AFC not playing in the playoffs. The path is not going to be probably any easier than it is right now.
And we talked about it earlier with the quarterback. Same thing with the coach. Legacies are built in the postseason. Like, it's great. Like, ask Marty Schottenheimer. He always winning divisions and going to and never won the big one, never went to the Super Bowl, and people think less of him as a head coach. Mike Vrabel.
Same thing. What's his history in the playoffs? He's had great seasons before.
Right. So, and then you add in where he's at.
Yeah.
And I know he poo-poos it, but there are banners. When he's standing facing the field, up to his left, there's 6 banners lined up, correct? He can see those.
Yep.
They're there. They're part of the world that he's going to be existing in. And even like Stiz said, because Vrabel played here, he knows in Boston, I mean, it's the trophy.
It matters.
The trophy is what matters. Yeah. We talk trophies, we talk duck boats, we talk rings, and a nice little trip to the playoffs might be good in Tennessee or Carolina or Jacksonville.
What's Jim Harbaugh's postseason record as a head coach in the NFL?
I am going to say 5-1.
5-5.
Yeah, well, the sneaky thing is, I was actually thinking about this on the way in, unless you go on a run, it's very easy to be a good coach with a 500 record in the playoffs.
Yep.
Because, you know, you lose. You're going to lose at some point. Mm-hmm. You're almost guaranteed a loss unless you win the Super Bowl, obviously.
Right.
And so you need to go on a long run to balance out the loss. But, yeah, he's a better than 500
and
coach.
And he's up against a coach with a 2-3 record.
So he's going to get to 500 with a victory. What did I say? I didn't. We'll make our predictions on Friday. All right, up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's time for Odds and Ends. Hopefully it's no longer snowing. I don't really want to drive home in the snow. Odds and Ends up next here on WEEI.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.